Hey there, it's Michelle Norris. I'm host of a podcast called Your Mama's Kitchen. When I travel, I'm usually looking for a way to find a taste of home when I'm not at home. And one of the things I love to do when I am at home is entertain. And Airbnb allows me to do that. When I was in California recently, I rented a house that had a great kitchen. And when we were sitting around the table, we're all thinking, we're in someone else's house. Someone could be in all of our homes as well. If you have a home, but you're not always at home, you have an Airbnb. Your home might be worth more than you think. Find out how much at airbnb.com/host.
This Mother's Day, celebrate the extraordinary women in your life with a heartfelt gift from Blue Nile. Whether it's for your mom, a mother figure, or yourself as a mom, find that perfect piece to express your love and appreciation. Explore Blue Nile's exquisite pearls and mesmerizing gemstones that she's sure to love. Enjoy fast shipping options like guaranteed free shipping and returns. Make this Mother's Day unforgettable with a piece from Blue Nile. Right now, get up to 50% off at BlueNile.com. That's BlueNile.com.
A lot of weird things happened on SmackDown this week. It was a little bit like WWE had to change their plans because whatever they wanted to do originally went over there and exploded. And I've spent the whole morning going, well, who the flub did this? Anyway, don't worry about that, and instead worry about the fact that you are here, and I am here, and I'm Simon, and you could be Dave, or Barry, or Jessica, or Lisa, I don't know your name, and we can't go through all of them, because that would be a bit weird, but thank you very much for joining me for the Ups and Downs show, and at the moment we are focusing on SmackDown, mostly because it just happened, and that just makes good sense. Let's take the finger of power, and give the good bits an up, the bad bits a down. The Usos were here to start SmackDown, and yep, Roman Reigns was nowhere to be seen. Now, you would imagine that Jimmy and Jay would be very upset about this, given every time our tribal chief wins something, they have to stand behind him. But they didn't give two flubs, and in fact, they even told us to say thank you to Roman Reigns. So, of course, I did do this, because as we know, he's crazy, and I don't want to get punched in the face. We also learned that Randy Orton is off TV after suffering an injury last week, so hopefully he'll be back soon. And then the Usos did the whole, oh my gosh, 12 years of blood, sweat, and tears, but now we've made it, I can't believe it, and we love you fans, and then went, ha ha, no we don't, we think you absolutely suck, it's all about us. So they have absolutely been learning from Roman about how to gaslight the absolute shit out of people, and you just knew somebody was going to come out, and I sat there going, oh, who's it going to be? And it was indeed Shinsuke Nakamura. That is 79 in WWE and 126 overall, and Shinsuke was like, hey man, I've got a challenge for you, because I went and found my brother and we won the match. Obviously, the Usos were like, who's it going to be? Rick Boogs? What's he going to do? Hop out here on one foot? Turns out it wasn't Ricky, which would have been ridiculous because he only had that injury like a couple of months ago. And instead, it was Riddle. He got a massive reaction as the term brand split exists in name only. And I suppose this is what we're going to do for a little while we try and sort everything else out. But look, the crowd loved it. And the tag team scene recently has been really good. So I didn't have a problem with any of this. And on Raw, these lot are going to have a match. Give it up. We were then in the back with Xia Li, Shotzi, Natalya, Shayna Baszler, and Aaliyah. And because Raquel Rodriguez was walking to the ring to take on Ronda Rousey, Shotzi went through every single person and was like, you deserve this more than her, you deserve this more than her. Basically, we all deserve this more than her. The best part of this is that Li just walked off. I tell you, in storyline, she is the laziest wrestler ever. And Aaliyah was like, look, I don't like you, Shotzi, so I'm not going to listen to you. But of course, because Shotzi is a bad guy, and Natalya is a bad guy, and Shayna Baszler is a bad guy, they all stood around going, oh my gosh, you're right. So they decided they were going to march to the ring, but when Shotzi went to get her helmet, she found that she was now locked in the locker room, courtesy of Aaliyah. So do not forget, these two are going to feud soon, and it's going to be over the fact that somebody was trapped in a room. Know about you, but I can smell Japanese shampoo commercial. We also had a quick interview between all of this with Riddle and Shinsuke Nakamura, so they could say, hey look, this was Randy Orton's idea, so please don't boo us, and the Viper will be back to television soon. And then yeah, it was Raquel Rodriguez versus Ronda Rousey round two. Do you remember how last time this match was quite good and a welcome surprise? Well, we didn't do this time, because in less than a minute, just as they were like getting into it, out came Shayna Baszler and Natalya. They beat everybody up. It ended in a disqualification. So this was a massive waste of my life, and WWE only did it so they could do their favourite thing in the world. Honestly, they like this more than pizza, which is to go, you know that advertised match you tuned in for? Well, instead, we're turning it into a tag team fight. It, of course, was against Baszler and Natalya, and they lost, and I actually said out loud, I think that may have been pointless. And they all work really hard, and I do like the fact that somebody has just gone, oh wait, Shotzi's really good, we should feature her more. But one, why would Raquel team with Ronda to begin with? And also two, what were we trying to achieve here? Because it went 3 minutes, Rodriguez hit the powerbomb, 1, 2, 3. And look, it is good that she got a visual pinfall on television, because she should get a big push. But when all is said and done, it was like we had taken one step forward and 39 back. You can just tell this is last minute stuff, because as ever, WWE just goes, let's throw all the women into one segment, as opposed to, you know, give them different ones throughout the evening. What a concept. Down. Michael Cole then confirmed that the Money in the Bank pay-per-view is no longer happening at Allegiant Stadium and has been moved to the MGM Grand. The reason I want to address this is because if you're a fan and you're like, ha-ha, good for you, WWE, I want the demise of your walls, I'm like, what are you doing? As a supporter of wrestling, you should want every single company to be doing really well. And you want to know why? That's what's better for the wrestlers. Also had the New Day teasing who their mystery partner was going to be later, and you could have guessed this from a mile away, because it was me. It was not me. We then learned that Madcap Moss will return next week, and it was kind of hinted that he will have a new gimmick, so we are doing everything right with him. When we tie in to what I said during the intro, because our next match was Shanky and Jinder Mahal taking on Los Lotharios. I mean, seriously, who booked this?
It was me! It was me, the wizard in the sky, the secret booker of WWE. And that's right, I'm holding my TikTok microphone because I want to be down with the kids. Now, if you're wondering why I did indeed ensure this match happened on SmackDown, well, I will tell you the truth. It comes down to two reasons. One, I just really like Shanky. I think he's really tall. And that's about it. But also, Los Lotharios, they have that kiss cam. And I'm going to let you in to a little bit of a secret. I really enjoy watching other people kiss. No, wait, no, that sounded terrible. Damn it. Ah, wizard in the sky.
Should've known. Given the kind of fell out a few weeks ago too, we are now trying to turn Shank's babyface. And the way we are doing this is that when it was time for Jinder Mahal and Shanky to come out, Jinder couldn't find Shanky. So he was walking the backstage going, oh, where are you, where are you? And he was in his locker room dancing to his own entrance theme music. Now look, on one side of me, I was like, this is the greatest thing I've ever seen in my life because it's so goofy. But on the other, I don't think WWE was trying to present it as goofy. So my brain exploded. This then tied into the match because halfway through, Shanky decided, oh man, I'm just going to dance over here. And Mahal was so mad about this, he turned around, Humberto kicked him right in the head and he pinned him for the 1, 2, 3. And afterwards, Jinder was like, Shanky, how dare you do this to me? He did not care. He just wanted to shake his tush. And I don't know how we got here. It really did feel like somebody had come up with this idea seconds earlier and gone, oh my gosh, we should totally do that. And this is very difficult for me because did I enjoy it? Oh my gosh, I enjoyed it so much. But could I also look at the execution and be like, I don't think they know what they're doing. Absolutely. Also, why are they breaking up? Why? Why does every single tag team in WWE absolutely hate each other in around about 3 weeks? Gotta give it a down. Anna Pierce was then happy that Max Dupree's contract was official, so he is now on SmackDown. This got a little bit weird because Max Dupree got so close to Adam Pierce during this, I thought he was gonna go give him a kiss. I don't care about any of that though, because after this, it was time for the Kevin Owens show. And I know the brand split is officially dead, even though WWE say it's not dead. But if it means I get this kind of entertainment on either a Monday or Friday night, I am never going to moan, and let's not even muck around here. This is getting up. It was even better because KO was teasing, oh my gosh, I've got a member of the Bloodline on tonight's event. And then out came Sami Zayn. And of course, these two have such a history together. They were so pleased to see one another. They hugged, they smiled. made me feel all warm and fuzzy in my tum-tum. Sammy also said that he agrees with Kevin and that clearly Elias and Ezekiel are the same person, and Owens was so happy, it was like he was just told he could play Nintendo for the rest of his life and get paid for it. So Kev then returned the favour. He was like, yeah, remember that conspiracy theory? I was always on your side. And then, without missing a beat, Sam was like, no, you weren't. I remember what happened back then. You told me I was wrong. They did this because sooner rather than later, they had turned into bickering brothers. And Kevin was like, look, let's not worry about any of this. Can you please just leave SmackDown and come to Raw with me? Because I need your help. And Zayn was like, I can't. I'm very important here. I'm a locker room leader. Because I'm a massive nerd, I was going, Sammy, you were literally there a few days ago. They were properly falling out by the end of this. And you have to go and watch it because it's so damn good. Kevin even made some good points here. Because he was like, the Bloodline don't respect you. They don't even want you in the group because watch this. Let's see if they'll come out to support you, ladies and gentlemen, the Bloodline. And I did cry just a little bit because nobody showed. This upset Sammy so much he just walked off as Kevin continued to beg him, please, please, I need your help. And what we should do every single week is find a way to get them on either Raw or SmackDown as much as possible because they are so damn talented. WWE is lucky to have it. It then got even better because crew members tried to clean up the set, but this annoyed Owen so much, he just beat them up. Let's give them a round of applause forever. I was then kind of pumped because we were getting Gunther and Ludwig taking on Ricochet and Drew Gulak. And I know Drew Gulak has been absolutely wrecked by Gunther recently, but I was like, well, actually, if we do add in a couple more people, maybe we can start having some more serious matches. This is kind of what happened too, because Ludwig hasn't been portrayed as strongly as Gunther, even though he's part of the Bowser clan. So when we started off, we had Drew Gulak and Ludwig doing a little bit of a wrestle. I mean, Gunther still got in there and chopped the shit out of him, but we eventually did get the hot tag to Ricochet and he was running around the place. He got to do this springboard dive thingamajig and you reminded, oh my gosh, Ricochet is so damn good. Gunther still cast distractions, so Ricochet almost lost the most devastating move in all of sports entertainment, the surprise roll up slash backwards, but he was able to kick out of that. And really, this was building to the fact.
How would you like to look 5 years younger? In a clinical study, people that had volume added with Juvederm Voluma XC in the cheeks perceived themselves as looking 5 years younger at 6 months after treatment. Look younger, feel like you. Add volume for lift and contour in the cheeks with Juvederm Voluma XC. Reverse signs of aging by adding volume to smooth laugh lines with Juvederm Volure XC. For important safety information and to find a licensed specialist, visit Juvederm.com. That's Juvederm.com. Not for people with severe allergic reactions, allergies to lidocaine, or the proteins used in Juvederm. Common side effects include injection site redness, swelling, pain, tenderness, firmness, lumps, bumps, bruising, discoloration, or itching. There's a risk of unintentional injection into a blood vessel, which can cause vision abnormalities, blindness, stroke, temporary scabs, or scarring. Talk to a licensed specialist to find out if it's right for you.
Ryan Reynolds here from Mint Mobile. With the price of just about everything going up during inflation, we thought we'd bring our prices down. So to help us, we brought in a reverse auctioneer, which is apparently a thing.
Mint Mobile Unlimited Premium Wireless. How to get 30, 30, how to get 30, how to get 20, 20, 20, how to get 20, 20, how to get 15, 15, 15, 15, just $15 a month? Sold!
Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
$45 up front for 3 months plus taxes and fees. Promo rate for new customers for limited time. Unlimited more than 40 gigabytes per month. Slows full terms at mintmobile.com.
Quality sleep is essential. That's why the Sleep Number Smart Bed is designed for your ever-evolving sleep needs. Need a bed that's firmer or softer on either side? Helps you sleep at a comfortable temperature? Sleep Number Smart Beds let you individualize your comfort, so you sleep better together. J.D. Power ranks Sleep Number number one in customer satisfaction with mattresses purchased in-store. And now, save 50% on the Sleep Number Limited Edition Smart Bed for a limited time. For J.D. Power 2023 award information, visit jdpower.com/awards. Only at a Sleep Number store or sleepnumber.com.
That Ludwig was going to kick Drew Gulak right in the face. And yes, he did indeed pin him. So we are clearly building to an intercontinental title match between Gunther and Rick. And if we do do this right and we do give it time, I know I've said this before, but I'm saying it again, it could be excellent because you have David versus Goliath and you've got a really good David and you've got a really good Goliath. There is just something here too. I can feel it in my bones when all these people are on my TV. I want to watch.
I'm giving it up.
Sami Zayn then stole the show again because he went and found the Usos and he was like, I don't know if you heard what Kevin Owens said. I think he may be right. To make up for this, he wanted to become an honorary Uso. While Jimmy and Jay thought about this for a little bit, they then did agree. So, of course, Sami Zayn started calling them Us. And he'd also done this earlier than Kevin Owens. And I don't know why Sami Zayn walking around going, all right, Us is so funny.
But it just is.
This is when we learned that we are going to have a championship contender match on Raw between the Usos, Riddle and Shinsuke Nakamura. And honestly, I have watched wrestling for a lot of my life. But when WWE uses this verbiage, I sit there and I'm like, I don't actually understand what I'm going to see in a few days. I guess I'll just find out then. Somehow too, we were then at our main event, so SmackDown went real quick this week, and it was the Brawling Brutes, as Sheamus, Ridge Holland and Butch are officially known, taking on the New Day and a mystery partner, and honestly, you didn't need to put much thought into this. Of course it was the returning Drew McIntyre. I mean, he's only away for about a week, but you'd think he would have been gone since Christmas. They called themselves the Drew Day, which I thought was kind of cute. And because beforehand, Sheamus was cutting a promo where he just went on about Moby Dick and he got interrupted. Well, that is 80 in WWE and 127 overall. And don't go, I get this all the time, but Simon, the New Day were always going to come out here. If you get invited to a wedding and when the bride and groom are about to do their thing, you get up and go, rah, no one's going to go, well, they're allowed to make a bunch of noises and interrupt because they got an invite. Count. We then got into the fight with Woods falling to Butch again, although Drew McIntyre eventually got him and threw him around. But our bad guys did have a plan here. They were like, well, if we isolate one of them and keep taking out the other two, they never gonna be able to get a tag. It didn't work long term because Kofi Kingston also got kicked around for a while, but of course eventually he did tag in Drew McIntyre and he was just so amped. And he ran wild. Eventually it left Ridge Holland all by himself, but there was this cool bit where Drew gave him the claymore, but then he tagged in Xavier Woods, who was able to hit his springboard, able to get the 1-2-3. And I like that because this feud has been going on for ages, maybe a little bit too long, so you want the person that was directly involved in it to get the pin. They all partied afterwards with Xavier Woods playing the trombone and Drew McIntyre dancing, which means now he is officially a babyface, because that's how WWE works. And I'll be honest with you, I have no idea what they're going to do next week, but in terms of a entertainment portion and it being my meal for the evening, what? Which brought us to the end of SmackDown, and again, you can tell that WWE is scrambling at the moment, because clearly they maybe had Roman Reigns plugged into more stuff, and now he's not going to be around for a while. But I still thought there was more good stuff on this show than there was bad. Giving it up. Now, please do leave a comment below and let us know what you thought about last night's episode of SmackDown. Like the video, share the video, and subscribe. Head on over to oneculture.com where you can read yourself some articles. Make sure you come follow us on social media. And we have videos. We love them. You love them. Watch them. My name is Over One Culture. Do not forget that Ups and Downs for Rampage will also be available later today, too. Why not watch them both? It's like double fun. Sounds weird. Goodbye.
Mom deserves the best, and there's no better place to shop for Mother's Day than Whole Foods Market. They're your destination for unbeatable savings, from premium gifts to show-stopping flowers and irresistible desserts. Start by saving 33% with Prime on all body care and candles. Then get a 15-stem bunch of tulips for just $9.99 each with Prime. Round out Mom's menu with festive rosé, irresistible berry chantilly cake, and more special treats. Come celebrate Mother's Day at Whole Foods Market.
Hey, it's Danny Pellegrino from Everything Iconic. Ready to upgrade your style game without blowing your budget? Check out Quince. They've got all the good stuff, shirts and polos, activewear and fine leather goods, all at 50 to 80% less than other high-end brands. And the best part? They're all about safe, ethical, and responsible manufacturing. Get that luxury vibe without the luxury price tag. Hit up quince.com/upgrade for free shipping and 365-day returns on your next order. That's quince.com/upgrade.
Mom deserves the best, and there's no better place to shop for Mother's Day than Whole Foods Market. They're your destination for unbeatable savings, from premium gifts to show-stopping flowers and irresistible desserts. Start by saving 33% with Prime on all body care and candles. Then get a 15-stem bunch of tulips for just $9.99 each with Prime. Round out Mom's menu with festive rosé, irresistible berry chantilly cake, and more special treats. Come celebrate Mother's Day at Whole Foods Market.